The BATTLEFORDS, an investigation into a trafficking operation in the Battlefords area, has resulted in the dismantling of a trafficking delivery services and numerous charges. The investigation began in August 2022, and was dubbed Project Falter. At this point in the investigation, Battlefords RCMP have laid more than 25 charges against 6 individuals. As a result of Project Falter, see the video, officers located and seized, nearly 8 kilograms of suspected cocaine, 281 grams of Xanax tablets, more than 5,000 pre-rolled cannabis joints, 898 cartons of contraband cigarettes, more than 10 kilograms of cutting agent, a large sum of cash, and 4 illegally possessed handguns. A release issued by the RCMP states GTF officers used a multitude of advanced investigational techniques, including covert strategies and surveillance, to gather information. The investigation determined illicit drugs, originating from Edmonton, were being trafficked in the Battlefords area via a phone-in delivery service. In order to dismantle the trafficking operation, the RCMP release explains, GTF engaged the assistance of a number of Saskatchewan RCMP and partner policing units. These include Saskatchewan RCMP's Battlefords Municipal General Investigation Section, GIS, Battlefords and Saskatoon Provincial GIS, Crime Reduction Team, Warrant Enforcement Response Team, Police Dog Services, Integrated Intelligence Units and Battlefords Detachment. The Edmonton Police Service Drug and Gang Enforcement Unit, EDGE. The Alberta Law Enforcement Response Team, ALERT, Edmonton Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, CFSEU, and Strathcona RCMP. The RCMP says that on February 2, a thoroughly planned, unified enforcement effort was executed by the GTF and partner units. 2 vehicles were stopped by officers, one of them an on-shift drug delivery vehicle in the Battlefords area. Simultaneous search warrants were then executed at numerous residences in the Battlefords and Edmonton areas, SGT. Adam Buckingham, who oversees the GTF, says, Battlefords RCMP's gang task force was created in 2020 to proactively target individuals who blatantly disregard community safety. This investigation showcases the office's investigational skills and determination. Through their work, a significant trafficking operation in the Battlefords has been dismantled. Between here and in Edmonton, we've taken 8 kilograms of cocaine off the street. We've kept hundreds of thousands of dollars out of criminal hands, but even more importantly, the flow of dangerous drugs in our communities has been severed. Buckingham adds, it also shows the success that comes when we work seamlessly with partner policing units, both with the RCMP and municipal forces. This complex and multi-jurisdictional investigation, and the planned and timed traffic stops and search warrant executions, just wouldn't have been possible without their assistance. Battlefords RCMP have laid more than 25 charges against 6 individuals so far. Daniel Norgard, 34, and Andrew Koberinsky, 27, from North Battleford are each charged with 1 count, possession for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine. 1 count, unauthorized possession of a loaded restricted firearm. 1 count, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. 1 count, possession of a firearm with a defaced serial number. 1 count, unlicensed possession of a firearm. 1 count, unsafe storage of a firearm. Adone count, possession of the proceeds of crime exceeding $5,000. Daniel Norgard is also charged with 3 counts of failure to comply with a release order condition. Andrew Koberinsky is also charged with 4 counts of failure to comply with a release order condition. Delia Bull, 20, and Shay Liliberté, 24, from North Battleford are each charged with 1 count, possession for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, Adone count, trafficking, cocaine. Zachary Knight, 21, and Olja Badinsky, 22, from North Battleford are each charged with 1 count, trafficking, cocaine. Edmonton Police Service also arrested and charged 2 males in relation to this investigation. They are facing 102 charges after multiple firearms and more than $930,000 in drugs and cash were recovered from 2 residences. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.